Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I attended the wedding of my childhood best friend, Anthony Ariyama, and his wife, Jerry, and an amazing wedding. Danced, cried, laughed, drank, smoked, danced, fell, got up, danced again. Great times. Great reconnecting with high school buddies and just, you know, being around love like that is never a bad thing for your soul. And they're a sweet-ass couple. And it was a great time at this resort up in Blaine, Washington, which I'd never been to before. It's always cool when you discover a new city and you go, I don't know, people live here. I don't know if it's people I want to, you know, connect with, because it's the fucking boonies, but they put a sweet resort up there, and it was awesome. Yeah. The room service was not great, but, you know, it's expected at a resort. You know, they get backed up, they get busy. It took like an hour and 40 minutes for a pizza and some soup. Soup's like a 15-minute thing, you know, like tops, because it's soup. And, don't fool me. I know you're not prepping it back there. Just, you know, pour it out of the bucket. I'm okay with that. I ordered it. I know where it's coming from. Today's episode is, a returning guest, an ALN favorite. The one and only Eric Griffin returns to the podcast to talk his Showtime special, American Warrior. Talking about I'm Dying Up Here, the new love in his life. Just so much stuff. We talk more about Quick Fat the movie. Eric is just one of the best out there and always crushes it on the pod. So enjoy the hell out of this one and follow Eric on social media at Eric Griffin. Of course, check out a Showtime special, American Warrior, which is on Showtime and I think the Showtime app and streaming on Amazon. Follow me on social media at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast. This week I will be at the Laugh Factory in Las Vegas at the Tropicana Casino tonight through Friday. Two shows each night, 8:30 and 10:30. Laugh Factory, Tropicana, Las Vegas, Nevada. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Brad Williams has the weekend off, but September 6th through September 8th, Brad will be in St. Louis at the Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis, Missouri. Tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for ALN episodes, past, present, and merch. Beanies, hats, sweats, all at AboutLastNightPodcast.com. Speaking of merch, ShopAdamRay.com is now live and ready for you guys to go get official Adam Ray merch, hats, shirts, hoodies. I'm fucking pumped. We got more stuff on the way. But go to shopadamray.com right now and get your official ALN, your official Adam Ray merch. We got pod merch. We got me merch. So many great shirts and tanks and for men and women. I think you guys are going to love it. So go over there, shopadamray.com, and get your merch. Bring it to the shows. Take pics with me. Come on. It's the best. Who doesn't need a shirt? Shirts are for everybody. So are hats. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Comment on the iTunes page. A lot of great eps coming up. Paul Feig, Tone Bell, the creators of American Vandal. Brent Morin is coming back, which I can't wait for. So subscribe wherever you get it. Stitcher, the Laughable app, iTunes, of course. And get ready for a lot of fun eps coming up. Like today's. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the ALN Podcast with the one and only Eric Griffin.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast. It's about last night.
That was it. That's what it is. Do a podcast with no electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
The original podcast was a crier. That's what it was. Like, we would talk, and then someone would leave here. This is what they said in their conversation. Adam started with a midget joke.
I got to talk about season two of I'm Dying Up Here.
Oh. Yeah.
Right, which, yeah, talk about that. Holy shit. I hope to God this thing gets nominated for some Emmys. You Brad Garrett.
Good old Brad Garrett.
So the performances in this thing were awesome. And like, it was crazy watching you because, like, you did some scenes where your character was going through some, like, hardcore racism. And, like, I got so mad because, like, you're my buddy and, like, it's like, you don't talk to Eric like that. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's not Eric. But, well, you don't talk to the guy like that. I was so, like, were you taking acting classes? Like,
I mean, before.
Yeah.
You have, right?
Yeah, I have in the past.
Yeah, because I've never seen you do anything like that before.
Neither did I, you know. But I feel what I realized from this experience is that, you know, it's much easier for comedians to do dramatic acting than even it is to do comedic acting, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, comedic acting is probably it's way harder mm-hmm. to like have to for it to be grounded.
Right.
You know,
because you have that instinct to like make it almost cartoony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where you go. So then when you're doing just this other stuff, there's always going to be an element of humor because I'm just a funny guy.
Yeah.
So there's the balance. So mm-hmm. it balances itself out. But, you know, I feel like when I'm on stage, I'm always acting when I'm on stage, you know, just.
Yeah, you're always playing a character.
Yeah, you're playing a character of like somebody who's like upset or somebody who's like whatever it is I'm doing. So
right.
I don't know. It lent itself. The material was great, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not like I was reading some really great material, and I really enjoyed that experience, you know. They had the TCAs the other day, and they asked the Showtime president, "Is Amdon up here coming back?" And he said, "Well, we haven't decided yet." So I don't know. And that was
Fingers
Monday.
Fingers crossed, man.
I know. So we'll see,
I
man.
Hope so.
I would love to keep going, maybe a couple more seasons just to continue to tell that story. But it's just one of these things that, you know, maybe the show, sometimes I feel like it's too inside,
yeah.
you know. Mm-hmm. So because when we first did it, my fear, this is a stupid fear, but my fear at first was, God, we're going to do this show, and then I have to walk around the Comedy Store,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's...
after playing a comedian.
Yeah, and I have to go yeah. around, and everybody like, you suck, or that wasn't very good. That's right. not how it is. You know, just
right.
continuous, like, but the opposite has actually happened. You know, I find that...
too accurate.
Comedians love the show.
Yeah,
you know, for a majority of the, you know, the people they, and then in industry people, and I go, oh well, there's a problem there,
because
that's not what regular people like.
Right.
We don't have enough regular people just tuning in, being like, oh well, this is interesting.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like we're right getting there. Like it's like. Like Breaking Bad didn't break until the third season is when
yeah.
people really, you know. So now we got
Seinfeld, same thing, but like not a drama, but
yeah.
If you watch those first two seasons of Seinfeld, you're like, oh, this isn't the greatest sitcom of all time. And then like the third season, they really start clicking.
But once you have 20 episodes of in the can,
right.
So now people can catch up. They can see a lot of stuff. They mm-hmm. can look back and be like, oh. The whole series, as you when you look at it, you go, oh, I really like this. What's happening next? So
right.
hopefully, and I just wish Showtime would put the damn thing on Hulu. Put it on, like,
yeah.
let people watch it.
Sure, because they want to.
Like, yeah.
Let them consume it. Yeah.
So it's already off. It's like, it's already like, you know.
Yeah, you already did it.
We already did it. They didn't watch it. Now people are like, well, I want to watch it. Where can I watch it? You know, it's
let's
like.
Get people excited about
would
it.
Would you do another show about, like, stand-up comedy?
I'll do whatever show that if people hire me, you know. I don't know if I'm in a position to be like, I don't want to do another show about, you know, that's like a... That's
inside
like,
information.
And I was like, I have a handsome friend who was like, you know, once I've dated a blonde, the next one,
shut the
she
fuck
can't be
up.
A blonde. And I'm shut like, for me, is the next bitch breathing? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, how much pussy do you get that you can be picky about that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Or guys that are like, hey, I don't like fake breasts, or I don't like, you know, people that have these kind of picky things.
Right.
I'm just like, well, who are you to be?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
that's how I feel about shows. I'm like, who will hire me? I'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, like, has it gotten to the point now where it's, because now you've done two seasons, Jim Carrey's a producer, you've hung out with him a lot. Is it still weird or is it normal?
I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy it. It just, you know, I don't enjoy it with everyone, you know?
Right.
That's what people want. Like, from what we were talking about before, is like people want you to celebrate
mm-hmm.
the way you celebrate by yourself with them every time they ask you about the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that pisses me off. How's the show going? I'm like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? And like, hey, I already... I have friends and close friends and family that I've already went, woo! You know, I've looked at the episode and I've been like, oh, that was great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it again with you, selfish prick. You know what I mean?
Well, you.
But were, I still enjoy it. Every time I see him, I enjoy it. You know, he came to the set like the last week of the second season. He just, you know, he's there and it's like, you're still like, wow, it's fucking Jim Carrey.
See, that's a Jim Carrey show to watch. You and him in the Big Brother house. Maybe take A-listers and put them in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare. We wouldn't want to see that. We wouldn't want to see how crazy people really are.
So you're like,
I mean, these people aren't real anymore, some of them. You know, they've been rich and famous for so long.
Yeah.
That they don't even know how to function without an assistant.
Right.
I mean, that's really the show, is to put like six of the most famous. Like, imagine if you saw a show like, I would love to see Big Brother house, Madonna, Mariah Carey, right. Jim Carrey,
Tony Braxton.
Eddie Murphy, Tony Braxton. No way. See where his head's at.
Sorry. Denzel.
Right. Yeah, you know, and then like they're in a house and they have to go shopping on their own. They have to live with each other. They have to live in bunk beds.
Have internet shut down.
Just to see like how would they, can they function?
Do a game to get the Wi-Fi password.
It's like you read these stories about people. It's like, you know, Will Smith and Jada, they're talking about how, you know, they let their son, he was emancipated at 15. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're not living a normal life.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're talking about things that don't even make sense to regular people. So, I don't know.
You don't want that fame, do you?
I want the stuff that caused that fame. Mm. You know, so I don't want that fame, but I want to be in a really great movie that, you know, made $1 billion.
Yeah.
I want to be in a...
You want the work.
I want the work. I want to be in a television show where people are like, you know, like Everybody Loves Raymond or like, you know, Seinfeld or like one of these shows, iconic type shows that, you know, that also were as lucrative. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, I got a little bit of it because I'm Workaholics is the kind of show that everybody's going to remember it. It's like one of those kind of shows, but it was on Comedy Central. It was basic cable. So, I mean, I didn't make any money off that shit.
Is that the thing, like, when people recognize you, is it normally Montez?
Because I think because of social media, it's like I get 50-50. I get, like, I get, hey, you're Eric Griffin, you know? Because I think that if you like something, you know, these people, it's such an online show.
Yeah.
So, like, kids never watched it on TV.
Right, it was always like
it was always on their laptops or whatever. So you're already there. You're already invested in like searching and typing and what's going on. So they're already like, oh, that's Adam Devine, that's Blake. You know, they know our names.
Got it.
Where's the craziest place you've gotten? You were telling us earlier about getting recognized at the coffee shop and shit. But like, has there been a place where you just like recognize where you're just like if you're running late to
Germany,
a flight? Oh shit!
At an airport. You know,
and damn.
Just, you know, someone's like, they just got that look like, oh.
In German, like,
no, that'd be great. Montez, greatest thing ever is watching Workaholics.
Are you auditioning for
German.
Hot Hitler?
Workaholics in German was the greatest thing ever. I said, because I was in a hotel and I'm looking, and they got Workaholics.
They dub your voice in German.
Yeah. Some guy's doing my voice, his own version.
Yeah.
It just was like, all dub shit
it doesn't
is the
even
worst.
Sound like you. Yeah. It's just the German guy.
It's the worst, you know, so, but, yeah, I don't. I've been recognized a lot of places, but I don't really.
Do you ever kick it with fans after shows, like on the road?
No.
So if you were thinking that you were gonna go drinking with Montez,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
No, and that's
especially
smart.
Now. Like, you know, my girlfriend is like, she wants to go on every trip. You know? Is your wife like that?
No.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
She wants to go, but you know, so I take my Xbox with me.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah. And then she asked me, she was like, what are you taking your Xbox for? Like, with a big attitude, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, well, because normally I chase hoes. You know, and she's all.
Instead, I'm chasing dragons.
She's all. Yeah. Let me help you.
let me help
do you want this controller?
Yeah,
do you want,
should I go buy some extra batteries for the controller in case it runs out?
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just different. Like, when you know, when you're in a relationship, you're just like, all right, let's.
I guess I'll see the museum.
But I'm at an age. Yeah. But I'm at an age now. I don't like going out. I don't. You're in some town. No
matter how. Last time you've been out to drink?
Yeah, I don't drink. That's why I don't even like doing that. Okay. And I don't like going to clubs and stuff like that because that's normally like an age group that is like.
What about a jujitsu club?
Yeah. Well, that would be fun. I like going to like a little jazz bar. But you can still talk, you know.
Yeah, right. Like I know.
There's like an old quartet in the back, just.
I said, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You're drinking an old fashioned.
Yeah. You know, and they just feel like it's a little smoking. Yeah.
I definitely start to feel my age when I'm like, they're like, we're gonna go to the club, and I'm like, is there like a chill part of the club, like the part where like you could hear three sentences out of every 10, and like you're not blasted at 120 miles an hour with a confetti cannon.
I have a couple.
So you work in sales?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's so sales. Stupid.
Every fourth dude tries to fight you from an accidental shoulder bump.
Ugh. I know these two. I have two friends of mine. They live in Vegas. These two girls. You know, they're models. You know, and this is before I was in a relationship, by the way, if Rachel's listening. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, they
last
were like,
week you're at the
I know.
Club.
So where? They lived in Vegas. So I'm in Vegas, and they're like, hey, let's go to this club. You know, it's off strip and it's like a local. And I was like, I don't think we should go. I was like, I don't think we should go. That sounds very workaholic-y, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're so pretty that they think they're the center of attention all the time.
Right,
and I go, it's not going to be good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, let's go. As soon as we get there, you know, it's like, oh, Montez, what are you doing here? And then it's like, boom, boom, boom. And that's how, you know, the guys are like, get out the way, bitch. You know, it's like, move out the way, girls. Can you, giving them the camera. Can you take a picture? Can you take a picture?
Yeah.
And I'm just the whole time, I'm doing the pictures and I'm looking at them like, you know, so, I mean. You want to say?
Yeah.
And then to the point where they're getting mad. You know, he's just trying to enjoy himself. You know, not to say that I'm like super famous or anything. It's just that lent itself to.
Right.
This is Vegas. It's young people. It's a certain age group that they're drinking and they just want to be like
And they can't talk to each other, so all they can do is be like, oh, that guy that I know. So let's grab a picture with him.
Yeah, let's go over there and do that. And so I just like, okay. I mean, it's like that's part of became the reason why I don't like going. And it's like, look, I like to talk. At a club, I am powerless because my whole power is being charming and talking.
Yeah.
If you take that away, I just look like this. You know, you know what I mean? You know, I gotta get in your soul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I gotta make moves. I gotta have, look, when you look like this, you gotta have game.
Yeah, I feel like you've always had game though.
Yeah, but because I've it's always been a struggle. It's always been like, you know, I gotta like, you know, but then you read communication books and you read all these things and you go,
you read
communication
books?
Yeah, I just started, man. It's great.
What the fuck is that like?
No, it's good. I'm telling you. No, it's good. And you really
Did you also read like The Pickup Artist?
No, not those kind of. See, they all have the same concept. You know, what you're talking about is intention.
Mm-hmm.
See, like if you read a book that says manipulate people around you, the same things that they say in this book are going to be the same things that says, you know, communicate properly with people to make friends and influence others, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's the same concept. It's all about your intention.
Okay. I mean, like,
yeah, you're right.
And like, cause I was majoring in communication before I started doing stand up. So, but it's really kind of fascinating when they tell you like how to argue and like how to be that person that everyone, and it will help your stand up too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about early on. It's like, that's what I'm saying. So when you have to decide what you want to be. So it's like, if you want to alienate people, which is partly what we do sometimes, cause we're talking about a certain thing. And then there's half the people that are going to be like, oh, I disagree with this. And they don't,
right.
Some of them are going to laugh at themselves and some of them are going to be like, I don't like this, you know, as opposed to finding a way to find some middle ground that everyone can agree with. It's,
right.
It's not easy.
Yeah. And now is your special available on the Showtime Anytime app?
Showtime Anytime, Showtime On Demand, American Warrior with a K in the middle there.
Yeah. How'd you make up that title?
I don't know. I just saw Eric in the American and I was like,
and you're like, I'm
you know, I had camouflage on and I was like, oh, let me, you know, I said on the stage, I was like, I feel like a warrior, you know? And
oh,
I was
so
like,
so you got the title after you shot it?
Yeah, afterwards.
Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah, I guess you don't need it beforehand,
you know,
right?
What do you need it beforehand for? Yeah. You know the material you're going to do. It's not like you're, unless you, but I mean, that maybe the next one I'm thinking about, no, I want to have everything planned out, the whole theme, whatever, if I do another one like that. I don't know. Specials are, they're not special anymore. I don't know why they're calling them specials. You know, they're just content.
Yeah, it's just stuff that you're all that we're all putting out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you of the mindset that it's not special anymore?
No, it can't be special if Netflix is putting out 200 of them. How can it be special? That the whole point of it is something that's special because only 10 of them come out a year. Then you're like, oh, that's really special. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. But if there's one every single week, is it special?
Well, what would you call it then? It's like, oh,
I think they're
go
just,
watch my...
I don't know. We have to find...
Go watch my presentation.
Yeah, my comedy something. I don't know. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a title now. It's like mm-hmm. the $6 burger. It's mm-hmm. not really $6. It's just a name. So mm-hmm. special is just a name. It doesn't really mean that it's special anymore.
Yeah. And then you shot it in Portland?
Yeah, we went to Portland and the Star Theater. It's a great little theater. You know, Portland's got a good vibe. I wanted to go someplace Pacific Northwest.
Why not L.A.?
It was either going to be Seattle because like L.A., it's like I just feel like I'm oversaturated in L.A. Yeah. Mean, you could see me one night you could go to three different clubs and be like,
yeah.
Oh, hey, you know. So, which are all different now, by the way, which mm-hmm. I do appreciate. I think the Improv, the Laugh Factory, and the Comedy Store.
Yeah, they all got their own vibe.
They all got their own vibe.
Yeah, it's
and
nice. It's,
and sometimes it's fun in a night to go to all three and do the same set just to see like how you what the differences are.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. I love the Comedy Store, but it's not a workout room anymore. You know, it's really not.
Just kind of like Whitney was saying that.
It's become a fucking show now.
Whitney was like, I gotta feel like I got a crush every
time.
Yeah,
it's like, but hey, you know, it is what it is. It's just. Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's good. Maybe it makes you raise your game.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You raise your game. So now I go to the Improv for that, you know?
Yeah, it is strange how, like, they're so close together and yet each club has its own personality. It got to the point of maybe like 5 years ago where I felt like you could watch a comic set and go, oh, yeah, you're a store guy.
Or yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're an Improv guy.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Look, life gets tough for everybody. And, you know, the ups and downs can take a toll on your mental health. Thankfully, BetterHelp is here, a new sponsor of the ALN podcast, available worldwide. And it's available for you to reach out to somebody to have some chats with about what you're going through. You know, it's like a weekly therapist that you can schedule and have through video and phone sessions, also available on your desktop, mobile, web, Android, and iOS apps. You can send messages 24/7, 365 to get matched with a counselor who's right for you, professional and affordable counseling, because we all need it. You know what I'm saying? I just started getting into therapy, and it's changing a lot of stuff for me. You must be 18 or older to join. We have a custom link for you, betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. And you sign up. It's proactive mental health. It's not a crisis line. Financial aid is available. The expertise in this network is locally available in many areas. But regardless, if it's not close by for you, again, video and phone sessions are available. And it's easy to change counselors if you're not happy with the one that you get matched with. But I highly recommend it. And again, betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. Find a professional and affordable counselor for you to just chat with and, you know, navigate through the tricky waters of life, because it can get a little bumpy out there, as Mariah Carey once said. I don't know if she said that, but hey, it's even gotten bumpy for her. Betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight and start treating yourself to some help. Some mental help. We all need it. All right, back to the episode.
Now, but now, because...
Now it's kind of all together.
I mean, you can't have bad shows in L.A. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have a show where if there's 10 comics, 60% of those comics, they got to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to be hilarious, famous,
mm-hmm.
because people are like, ah, I'm out, you know? Then they're like, I'm never going back there again. So... Yeah. So because of that,
and you have so many options.
Because
here,
of that, when you look at the if you looked at the lineups, if I was an up and coming comic right now, I would be I'd be looking at their lineup like, why the fuck is that guy at three clubs? Like, we're you know, how do I get in?
Right.
It must be tough. Like I can look at it objectively now and be like, damn, because I remember being that guy, being like, how do you get on that stage?
Yeah, fuck. Mm-hmm. Isn't it great to not be that guy, though?
I'm just like, now I'm like, you know, spots wherever I want. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to look back on this time in 10 years and be like, damn, I was a part of that, you know, that renaissance of the Comedy Store where they got it all back and everybody, you know. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, and then it's like we had this whole thing with like, with the Me Too movement is shining a light on our deficiencies as a society, right? But comedy and sports, to me, should be elitist systems, you know? Mm-hmm. It should be elitist. So it's like, let's get the best people out here.
Yeah.
Should be the ones working and making all the money.
Yeah.
Because that's how basketball, football, baseball, that's how those things work, right?
Yeah, that's the best. So, yeah, that's the best part about pro sports to me is that you can't make a pro sports team because you were somebody's kid.
Right, right.
Or you know the owner.
And your eye test, no matter who you are, if you're a racist, you could be the most racist person in the world.
Right.
You know LeBron James should be making the most money.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be like, that Mooley, you know. That's how they talk, you know? Like, you know, the racist people are like, they love watching Michael Jordan.
I know some racists. I've never heard that.
It's old school. I wanted to use a different word.
Okay. Yeah,
I
mean,
but what I'm saying is, like, you know, so you would think that comedy, to me, comedy should work like that too.
Yeah.
Your eye test, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. So there's this, like, idea that we have to, like, you know, there are a lot of funny female comics. We know them.
Yeah.
We know all of them, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of females don't want to do comedy. Like, it's not, I don't know if it draws females in the way it does men. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point because when I see that commented on by, like, women on lineups or...
Yeah, they'll see a lineup. Like, there's some girl be like, there's only one woman on this.
There's just more...
There's just more dudes doing it.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm tired of. It's like, you know... Because I want to look at the lineup and go, yeah, there's only two minorities on this lineup, too.
Yeah?
You know, say, hey, guess what?
Yeah, man.
You're not a minority white women, you know? You're not a minority, okay? You got issues going on that we're trying to change, and we're trying to all be better. But stop looking at things being like, you know, you're being held back. No, it's like, hey, you know? What? Thanks for joining the party, finally. Thanks for joining the fight, because we needed you a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, that,
you know what I mean?
That there's only so many spots where you're like, well, I can't give, you know, you can't give
I wouldn't every want that group. Job.
Yeah, it's like Adam at the Comedy Store, when he sets the lineups, it's got to be some new people, some old people.
Well, I mean, the thing about the Comedy Store that you...
Up-and-comers.
The thing at the Comedy Store that
all
you...
All balanced.
It used to be that you... It was like a process you had to go through. So then therefore we all can respect it.
Yeah.
So if you're a female comic and you did Friends and Family and you did the Belly Room for a year and you whatever you and then when you finally got your OR spot, we all knew you went through the paces.
Yeah.
You know? Like in any great job, you know, if you're now the, you know, chief of surgery at something, you know this person went through some shit to get here.
Yeah.
So that it's not necessarily that process anymore. Or I don't know how like the other people are getting spots. Mm-hmm. So now we have this thing where it's like it becomes a matter of preference, you know?
Yeah.
And I think all clubs, that's what it mainly is. It's preference. Well, whoever runs the club, they have to think you're funny.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you're not going to work at that club.
Yeah. And if you're not working at a club, figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Go to some other club where they get you.
And yes, there are societal things that are holding us back, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, look, man, this... I talked about it in my special. It's like I had to assess my own behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess as a guy, we've been fucking up.
Yeah, you know that's an accurate statement.
You know, we just
men have been fucking up.
And it's like, it's to the point where like this is how we think about everything. You know, it's like, and then you don't even realize you're so used to. It's like when you see a female comic and you're like, you know, oh gosh, she's too pretty to be funny. Like that's just like a thing that has been ingrained in us for so long that that's the process we have to break.
And you don't even realize
it. So like, can they just get back to like, I wish it could be like you audition like, you know, those people that reveal magic secrets.
Who does that?
You know where it's like, you know,
non-magicians.
No. The masked magician.
Yeah.
What?
So,
like, what? Imagine you did comedy like from behind a sheet and your voice was, you know, modulated and you had to, you know, and you don't know who they are.
You don't.
Oh my God, that was a fat Asian woman. Or like, you know, like you didn't even know. But
right. It's so just, it's like the voice, but for comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, and people just like turn around and go, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God, I didn't know you were this.
Yeah.
But you can't do that because so much of like what we do is also like how we sound, what we look like, you know,
it's tough.
Like, I don't know what, I don't know what's going to change it. I don't have the answers, but, you know.
Well, but I still go into the philosophy of that, yes, certain people will get spots that maybe they haven't earned yet, or maybe they'll get certain breaks. But at the end of the day, if you are good, you will work, no matter what race,
right,
sexual
cream,
orientation.
The cream does rise to the top.
Yeah,
you know?
But like, because no, I can't think of one person who is like just so ridiculously funny, gets standing ovations every night.
That is not working.
And is not working.
Yeah.
So like,
but that's a layered. It's layered though.
Oh, absolutely.
Because like, it's like, you know,
absolutely.
You'll see these like open micro female comics tweet at that, because you know. Because we get those tweets because, you know, the Comedy Store puts out a lineup and then they have our names in the thing.
Right, yep.
Then there'll be some open mic or female comic who will be like, oh, there's only one woman on this lineup. And then you go, okay, so that's one issue. Are there enough women in any lineups? Okay, that's A.
Yeah.
B is, who are we going to take off the lineup for you?
Yeah.
Because you're not funny enough.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you're just not good enough.
Yeah,
like, so you know, and most people aren't good enough.
Maybe they should do a show one night of all the people who have tweeted, why isn't there this person on the
lineup? Yeah, just call it the complainer show.
A showcase.
No, you call it put up or shut up show.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, and then these people go on stage and they go, oh, this is a lot harder than I thought, you know?
And if they kill, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but you know
great.
What? If they kill, so what?
Yeah.
Because there's still a process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if killing is the thing, or being like famous on Instagram is, you know, the thing, then that's how you get Darren Criss. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Or whatever Darren his Criss? Name is. A guy from Country Mama guy or whatever.
Just for laughs.
You know,
guy.
He has a huge following and people go see him.
Still, huh?
You know, so people go see him. They're not going to not go see him. You know, well, what's he supposed to do? Be like, oh, so all these people that love him, these millions of people who love my videos, I should not go out and make this easy money I can make from them coming to these comedy clubs?
Yeah, right.
I mean, so it's like, so you know, that's why I'm saying there should be some sort of process in place.
Yeah, but then it's like, what would that process be? And
who decides it?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what's great. That's the greatness of what Mitzi Shore did.
Now let's say this girl I saw today in the wheelchair with no lower half. Let's say she went up on stage and was not funny. Would you laugh or give her benefit of the doubt?
If something's funny, I'm gonna laugh.
Damn right.
If it's not funny, I'm not gonna laugh.
You're not gonna feel bad and go, oh, fuck. Like,
I mean.
I've seen it. People shouldn't be like
Michael Richards should not have been on the Laugh Factory stage.
Right.
He's not a comic.
Yeah.
But he's famous enough that he needed to go figure that shit out other places.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Then come. Yeah.
But that's just part of our business. Being on TV, being famous, you know. And some people do the work. Look at Jeremy Piven's, you know. He's out here doing the work.
Yeah.
Working. It's not his fault that he doesn't need to go to open mics. His open mics are, you know,
weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's working this shit out because people will come see him.
Yeah.
You know, so
you'd
these
be stupid
people,
to not take advantage of that, by the way.
And you understand the club owners because they want to sell tickets.
They want to sell tickets and sell drinks. Yeah. So, but these people that complain when they look at these, like, you saw that thing about the New York Comedy Festival. They were like, again, no women on the lineup. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know what to say to that.
It's like, okay, so do you tell Burt Kreischer he's not on? You know, or do you tell Bill Burr he's not on?
I guarantee you they reached out to some gals and they were like not
but
available.
It's like, don't set people up for failure either, though. Because it's going to be like, because that's like my pettiness. I would be like that. Oh, we should get some women? Okay. And then it's like, you know, Bill Burr goes up and then this, whoever that person, yeah, you're going to follow him. You know, you're going to go up after that. And then like, you know, then like, oh, how did that go?
Yeah.
Oh, did they not like you? Did you think they were just gonna like you just because of like you have to? It don't even. Haven't you seen people who were like super famous go up on stage? They're not ready, and the crowd gives them like five, not even 5 minutes.
Yeah,
they give them like 45 seconds of okay, I liked you on, but now you're not making me laugh. Like that goes for all of us.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, I don't know.
Does your girl ever chime in with feedback or because she probably sees a lot of
your she caught herself. She's trying to, when we first met and stuff, she was like, I want to be a comedian. And she was like, so then one night she wrote some jokes and then like I said, well, let me hear them, you know? And she like, her first joke was like, "Good evening, everyone. My name is."
Well, she's giving a TED talk.
I mean, I was laughing so hard,
but
it was so like,
yeah.
And then I had to catch myself because I was like, I could tell that she was like, because then she heard herself. Right. She heard it, like
yeah.
You know, she heard it. Was like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, but then you know what though? I needed her to do that because it's like, no, you think I just overnight? You think I wrote some jokes down and I went to the club? Mm-hmm. Like she thinks she wants to go. My problem with my girlfriend is she wants to go from her couch to it's gonna be her than me on a Wednesday at the Comedy Store.
Yeah,
like all the work. She wants to bypass all the work.
Yeah. Well, that's anybody starting out. You want to get good so quick.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. How do you? You know, it's like, do you know?
Hey, where's the hoop jumping warp zone on Mario Brothers? How can I get the key?
That's what they want. Everybody wants
Koopa's
to
Castle.
Skip steps.
Yeah. And that's,
and don't use issues to skip steps.
And that's whether it be comedy. That's whether it be. I mean, because hell, right now you're going to the gym. You're putting in the steps to do the work. And then whenever someone loses weight, everyone goes, "How'd you do it?" Because they want to hear someone say, "I did nothing."
Oh, but there was this pill I got from this, you know, I went to Chinatown.
Joe Rogan gave me a pill.
Yeah, they want that. And it's like, no, you still have to go. You have to diet. You have to exercise. That's how you know you lose weight. And that's what you have to do.
It's like, exactly. But again, though, to take it full circle, the Me Too movement has pointed out. Like a grievous,
horrible
behavior that has been set in place, and we have to shake that up. But it's just about everybody being decent all around.
It's the golden rule.
Yeah, but it's hard.
Yeah, you know? It's sort of like when the NFL makes a rule that says, like, okay, now you can't tackle people this way. And the guy's been like, I've been doing that since I was 7.
Know.
So it's like, eventually they'll get to the point where they don't tackle that way, but there's going to be a period where we go, all right, I have to learn.
Well, then we're going to have to put people that are not ready, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just texted me. It's so fucking weird. You might have just asked me right now. Now we're all thrown off. I had to look at my thing.
How is the Apple Watch?
I love the Apple Watch.
Do you?
But the thing is,
I just
like,
got one and I haven't put it on yet, and I think I'm going to give it to my mom.
But when you're in a social setting and we're talking and you see me go like this, what do you think?
Oh, he's checking the time.
You're checking the time. And then you start to go, well, do you have to leave? No. Now what we're doing is we're looking and we're like, oh, I got a tweet. You know, it's like, it's still rude, actually. Mm-hmm. We haven't stopped the rudeness.
By the way, would you ever have thought we would have gotten to a point where it was normal to be like, I got a tweet, and to say it like it was fucking cool? Like, if you were to tell somebody like, hey, man, 30 years, people are going to be like, somebody tweeted at me, and you're going to be like, awesome, and you're not going to go, wait, they did what to you? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, dude. I think
just the verbiage of it is so insane to
people
me.
People feel like people feel like we're connected, but we're not connected. Like, we think we're connected because I can hit up. I'm a fan of Brad Williams. I can hit him up, and more than you know.
I have gotten so famous that I won't see it.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like,
dude, Brad threw out the first pitch of the Angels game last night.
I saw that.
Did the worm. Went amazing. Got hit by people he hadn't seen
was
forever.
Was it a regular size ball? I'm just not.
It looked huge.
People were like, are they playing soccer today? God, it's so easy. We should stop.
That's
whole life, right?
That's
when you get fat, that's what it turns into all the time. Ah, fatty, fat, fatikins is here, everybody.
But I still think it's funny.
Yeah.
That's
that's why you got into comedy.
Also, he crushed the first pitch. So if the worm went bad and the pitch went bad,
I would not have shown up today.
Yeah.
I'd be home just like, I can't leave the house today.
Is there though, like,
Peter Dinklage was at home pissed.
Oh, dude. He's like, the one thing I can't do, the worm.
I'm not athletic.
He's gonna throw the ball up for the NBA Finals or something.
By
like
the
that.
Way,
fuck that.
Just get back.
By the way, I don't know why you didn't do more of these, but one of the funniest videos ever.
Yeah.
With you in slow mo trying to dunk that basketball, I was like, I could not stop watching that because the build up was like, is he gonna? are we going to see? And then when you didn't do it, I was like, well, of course.
Of course I'm not going to dunk.
But I just thought you should be doing so many just all slow-mo videos of you trying to do just things.
Just totally athletic.
Yeah.
We get to the point where
long jump.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
High jump.
Just that build up on the...
And then the taking off.
Not the pole vault or like, you know, the high jump where he doesn't
slow-mo
even...
track and field?
Oh, my God. Anyways.
I just got to do that.
Yeah, we came up with a lot of ideas on this show.
I think we've done a good job.
We still haven't done Quick Fat from a long time ago.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that is still...
I have had someone come up... I think weird things that people have recognized me for.
Yeah.
One of them is a person at a show coming up to me going, Quick Fat, you know?
And yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit.
I love
By
that.
By the way, out of the country, too.
Really?
I was, where was I? I know I texted you about it.
Yeah, you must have.
I remember I texted you about it. It was so, I was like
Quick
someplace.
Fat is international?
Yeah, it was international.
Do I?
And somebody was like, hey, man, Quick Fat. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's crazy.
So that
wasn't just like Canada, was it?
No, it wasn't. Okay. No. That doesn't count as international anymore. If your phone work in the place, it's not international.
It's like, hold on, I got to check my... Okay,
yeah, if I don't have to call the company...
If you recognize the chocolate.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
But that's cool. Our fans that know and love you should definitely say, hey, Quick Fat at shows. Not during the show.
Yeah, please.
Don't do that.
Give us some context.
Yeah, exactly. Do it afterward.
No, but this is like a, you know, I get it. I think the reason why people like podcasts, by the way, you know, is because we need human interaction.
Yeah.
You know, so like people think that tweeting and texting and that's we're not connected. That's why, you know, FaceTime is becoming more big and like
Why you FaceTime a lot?
Why people send my girlfriend, you know, she's, you know, like, hey, give me a warning shot. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, dude,
let me like set up the hotel room at least.
Let me get myself together. You know what? Let me tell you what's wrong with it, by the way. What's wrong with it is with my girlfriend? She'll be in her car driving. She'll just have her phone sitting in the wherever it's connected to. She's not even looking at me, right?
Yeah.
But we're talking FaceTime, right?
Hey, guess what? That's
let me be playing video games. Let me be playing video games while she's you're not looking at me.
Yeah.
Why aren't you?
Watch
like,
me drive.
Not giving me attention. You're not giving me attention or whatever it is like that. And dude. I'm like, what about when you were driving?
Well, at least she puts it in the console. My mom will straight up hold it while she's driving. Oh, and I'm like, hey, mom. I want you around for a while.
Yeah,
as long as possible.
Yeah.
You're getting in the way of that.
But I just need a little warning. Like, give me a little like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, FaceTime.
Are you available to FaceTime?
Yeah.
Ever been FaceTime attempted by someone you haven't talked to in like 5 years?
Oh yeah, like how
isn't that
dare
insane?
You?
Yeah,
that
like,
might.
Are you out of your mind?
To me, that might be the most insane thing you can do as a person.
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
that's what? Where you want to jump to.
We're gonna go from zero contact to FaceTime, like bitch. Oh my God!
Hey, you want to do the equivalent of just bumping into each other on the street? Now it's like, oh shit, I have to have at least a three minute conversation.
Yeah, this would be like you bump into someone on the street and then you go on vacation. Like you leave, like, hey, you want to go to Paris? Well, I don't have any bags. That's what FaceTiming me if I don't talk to you for a long time.
Because like I FaceTime my wife and my mom, and that's about it.
I don't FaceTime. You know, it's young people shit, man.
Yeah,
my girlfriend, she's like. You know, but she tells me, you're the only person I FaceTime. So I go, all right, because she's into like, you know, let's see each other. I want to see you.
Yeah.
But like Matt Rife, he FaceTimes. You know, he's 22. So he's like in his car. Like, you know, I was like, Matt, why? You just call me. He's like, oh, you're so old. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
It's like,
what is happening?
I know what you look like, Matt. It's cool.
I'm waiting for the holograms and all that shit that's going to happen.
They're coming.
It's coming.
Hey,
implants or like, you know, where.
Of the chips, yeah.
But, you know, it's like when if I look at you, I can see your Twitter followers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could see things about you.
Full Minority Report, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
I watched this.
That Black Mirror.
Yeah,
that shit's scary. I can't watch some of those.
That one, the more you watch Black Mirror, the more you go, this could be real. Like, that one about, like, getting likes and getting, like, you know, ratings. Like, we're already there with that shit.
Yeah. I mean, hell, that's what they do when you walk into some agent's and manager's office. How many followers do you have?
I know.
Like, and they'll literally ask that. So, yeah, we're at that point. To where you go, oh, and...
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine being a comic
right
now,
like,
and you don't have a, you know...
A podcast?
A podcast. That's going to be a thing. No, that's already...
Yeah.
My agents are already like, Eric, you know, you got to start a podcast. You know, you're great on these podcasts. You know, everybody has a podcast. They're selling tickets. And, you know, you got to get, you know.
That's all. Like, but also they're using like.
So the, like I the did dogs. The thing that you're supposed to do to sell tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got on TV funny. Shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but now it's like no one cares.
Yeah. Game's changing. Follow the game, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. So then follow Eric on his YouTube channel. It's going to.
No, bro.
YouTube will never go away, right? YouTube will never not.
No,
be a
I
thing.
Think that's always going to be a thing or something like it.
Yeah,
you know,
something.
Well, who's going to come out with a new
remember
YouTube?
Remember,
well,
YouTube.
Well, if I knew that, YouTube. I'd be a billionaire.
First thing, quick fat on YouTube.
Dude, yeah, content. That's the first movie they acquire.
Remember when
quick fat.
You did sketch shows?
Fuck yeah! Yeah.
Those are gone. No one's doing sketch shows.
I know. Yeah,
because they're sketches. Because like,
it thanks be, for bringing it up. We tried the CW made it tough.
No. I don't mean sketch shows on TV.
Oh okay. Yeah,
I'm talking about sketch shows. You'd have a little theater,
oh like a live one.
You
yeah.
tell your friends to
dude,
come.
You know that's yeah. all I did before stand up.
I know. This is what I'm saying. Now you got to do them on. You got to do them on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, now it's a 1 minute or 30 second yeah. Instagram.
Yeah.
When your chick does. When your guy shows up too late. When you know it's yeah, all the fucking yeah. like.
But these people are like, I see some of these people and they have like 20 million followers.
I know. Dude.
And I look at these videos and I don't laugh one time. I feel like I'm out of touch.
You think they're happy? You think they're just soulless and just lonely?
I know a few of them. They're really nice. Some of them are nice people. I know this one kid, Matthew Espinosa. He's a great kid.
No dope.
But like I see him like
getting
at some,
paid.
Like when I first met him, you know, it's just his phone is in his hand and he's like looking around like, okay,
I have to
what's
always,
a video?
Yeah.
You know, what's a
picture? I have to
picture?
Always be aware.
But, you know, because that's their business.
Content, yeah.
You know, they're making millions of dollars.
So you got... So
it's
you
a different form of entertainment. Yeah.
Would you ever do anything other than this?
I don't know.
If the game just changed so much to where you're like, fuck, now I got to have this, I got to have that. He was like, you know, it gets to a point, it's like, you got to be podcasting from your car. Everyone, like Bill Burr does these driving videos. Like, everyone's got to do a driving video. Right. Everyone's got to do this. Like, let's say Bert Kreischer's cooking show took off. It's like, everyone needs a home. Chat Roulette's coming back. Everyone needs to be on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why aren't you jerking off on camera?
Yeah. I still feel like if you're funny, yeah. I mean, we still have, like, the shows are still live. There's still live shows, thankfully.
Yep.
Imagine if the clubs closed down and we had no outlet to do stand. People still want to see live entertainment.
Then I would just be yelling at people in the streets.
All this stuff that we're doing is basically, this is all advertisement for the people to come watch you perform, right? Isn't that the point of your podcast?
That's all content is. It's just plugging
it's plugging yourself.
Plugging other content. You
know? So, I don't know.
Well,
now it's turned into like you know, I did Adam Carolla and I looked, I was like, I don't know if I want to be this.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like you're, you know, that's all.
What, yeah, that's your shit.
It's your thing. You know, it's like some people are, well, that's their thing.
Thankfully, right now, your thing is being a funny motherfucker.
Well,
and maybe going back to coach volleyball. Who knows?
Quick fat. You're in. The quick fat story.
Yeah.
I mean, there's.
It's going to be a lifetime movie.
I have an outline for it. I just have to get.
He has an outline.
I do. I just got to get famous so that I can actually make it.
Yeah. You must always be like, when people were doing doing sketches and videos, you're like a drummer. You know, because like everybody always needs a drummer. So like if you're a good drummer, you're oftentimes when you're first coming up, you're in like 10 bands.
Yeah, because you're in every band.
Because they're in every band because they need a drummer.
Yeah.
So like for comedy, like you're like the go-to.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much. I mean, right? Pretty much make
it. I even think of sketches like, oh, I gotta ask Brad if he wants to do this.
Oh, yeah. What was the first one you did on Mencia's show?
Oh, geez. The first one I did was when I impersonated the kid on the sign that has the Mexican family crossing the street.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, like, how do you know this Mexican kid? It could be a midget. And then I walked on the camera and did the pose.
Posed like him?
Yeah. That was the first one.
Whoa.
Second one was the Oompa Loompa dance. So, range.
What if, see, then imagine him.
Range. Damn right.
Peter Dinklage would have killed that. I would have felt the emotion.
He would have humped and got an Emmy. He would have a single tear coming down his face as he's crossing the border. Literally, like,
right.
It could be a midget. It'd be Sarah McLachlan playing in the background. In the arms of a midget. They're tiny and don't reach far.
But imagine you like if you that somebody brings you in and then like or do you ever have the feeling of like let's say like that you're coming in for a show or something and they're like, you know, we're here to be lawyers. But you know, you ever just be like, can I just be a lawyer?
Oh yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Is it just a constant
Yeah,
it's a constant thing.
Yeah, and we all have that. We're all trying to be.
Yeah, just can I just be?
Yeah, thankfully, like you've gotten to do comedy, you've gotten to do drama, like you've gotten to do a lot of things.
Dope.
Like you showed that range, stand up.
But everything. You know, at first it was like they wouldn't let me. Like they didn't want me to do it. It was just like, well, once you do one thing, that's all you ever are.
Yeah.
So once you do a silly, ridiculous, foolish character like Montez. Then after that, I was like, well, he's that foolish, silly guy. He can't do anything else.
Yeah, but you got out of that.
So the fact that I'm dying up here gave me the opportunity to do that show and show a different side of myself, I will always cherish.
Dude, what if you just get like a cop drama, like you and Donnie Wahlberg?
I'm trying. I would love that. I would prefer that.
Yeah.
Really?
I'd rather be like,
but that wouldn't get people, that wouldn't let people know that you do stand-up.
No, but at that point, it doesn't matter. Because if I'm on like CSI, you know, whatever, and then they... You know, that's how they'll promote it. The CSI guy, you know.
Yeah,
is that me? Who's that?
No, that's me. Oh, that's a wife calling.
See,
I gotta go.
Just like that, right? We just hear the pitter patter.
All of a sudden, you're gonna see a dwarf sized hole in the wall, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Sorry, wife called.
Please. I do love that it was just a normal phone ring because I was kind of hoping for something. There was a video recently of a football coach giving an interview, and he had a ringtone, and it was like his wife calling, and it was something.
Oh, that's right.
What was it?
I know that video.
God,
the go-to is always Darth Vader theme.
Hilarious.
I mean, that's always, don't know the dark side.
That was one of my first jokes where it was like, Brooke, when I first got with a girl, it was like the Rick Astley, like, never gonna give you up. And then I go, no, we broke up, and I had to change it to something more appropriate that was going on. So I changed it to the Dangerous Lurking music from Super Mario Brothers. So every time she calls, I was like, this is King Koopa. I can't beat this level. She's on her period, you know. Still gets laughs. All right, I'm doing it tonight.
There you go.
What's Rick Astley doing right now?
Rick Astley, first of all. Rick Astley is not a real person.
Yeah, there is.
Rick Astley.
Somewhere there's a Rick Astley.
Yeah, there's a Rick Astley out there. Who are you to say there isn't a Rick Astley out there?
Oh, yeah.
Is he still doing it?
Rick Astley's probably sitting on Together Forever residuals.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people had those kind of deals. You don't know. Did he write it and produce it? He might not have. He could be like have his realtor's license in Des Moines or something.
Playing a casino in North Dakota now.
Oh, for sure.
I hope so.
I saw Billy Ocean in Northern California with my dad, still crushing it. He's like in his almost 70, still hitting on women in the casino.
I saw Smokey like he's Robinson.
Like, Caribbean Queen. He's like, what you doing later? And I'm sharing the same trailer if you want to come back with me. Like, it was unbelievable. You can get up there. I bet you could rock some Billy Ocean. Maybe you could play Billy Ocean in the Billy Ocean story. Give me some Caribbean Queen.
Who would make the Billy Ocean story?
You're looking across from him, dude.
You didn't even make Quick Fat, and that's your personal story.
No, dude, because Quick Fat's not famous as Billy Ocean is.
I bet Quick Fat is more famous than Billy Ocean at this point.
That's
right
the
now.
Best compliment I've ever received.
Yeah. Quick Fat is Adam Ray's passion project, and it will happen.
Yeah, it's his Schindler's List. You know what I mean?
Billy Ocean has to do the soundtrack to Quick Fat.
Quick Fat! Wait, woo, woo, woo.
Nobody thought he could play.
He's huge, but he moves.
He's the most delicious defender.
It's like one of those Nationwide commercials type songs.
Oh, yeah.
Eric, you are one of our favorites, my friend.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you say that to everyone. I listen to your podcast sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
Who do you listen to? What episodes have you listened to?
I don't know.
Do you listen to the Sandra Bullock one?
They all blend into each other.
Do they?
I mean, I saw some of Burr's. I saw some of the Sandra Bullock because I knew you were just geeking out. That was just great.
Come on, yeah, it was great. Yeah. She's never done one.
Yeah.
Great. It was awesome.
That's how much podcasting is like a thing where, you know,
she knows to.
She's like, she's I never guess done. I gotta go on this. You know. Yeah.
All right, she wanted to.
So she called you in the middle of the night, like, how do I gotta get on your podcast?
It's you like don't you know our relationship.
Yeah, I would love to have seen him, like, how he asked her to come on the podcast.
Very casual. It was just through a texting, oh, really? and then through a Hail Mary. And then literally she was having press meetings for Ocean's 8 the next day, and she goes, send me a thing. I'll include it in in my thing, and they did.
Did you get a bunch of followers from it?
Like, yeah.
Have you seen, like, an uptick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm in the Sandra Bullock wake right now?
Yeah, baby. You're riding that wave.
You're in the Sandra Bullock wake, which Adam's going to write right after Quick Fat.
It's the follow-up movie.
Yeah,
she might
produce Quick Fat.
Well, yeah, she's going to be like, you know, the manager.
Dude, that's fine. She can play whoever she wants. Yeah. She can play the coach. She can play the black dude on the other team of the dad. The dad of the other team who goes, that fat motherfucker's killing us.
Yeah, but what if like Sandra Bullock wants to be in your movie and you're so excited, but she wants to play a part that you're like, oh, you can't play this part. Like, you know what?
Then you get over that.
Then you get over it.
Yeah.
You let her do it.
So you have no artistic integrity.
I got it. Not when it comes to making Quick Fat.
Sandra Bullock is. What if she says, I'm going to be Quick Fat?
Then she's Quick Fat.
Ah! Oh, boy. He had a moment where he was like,
now he's torn.
She can't play Quick Fat in my movie.
Yes, she can. And
that'd be
she
like,
will.
She can do whatever she wants.
That'll be like in Blindside. She wanted to be the big black guy. She's like, I'll do it, but I have to wear a fat suit and I have to be in blackface.
That would have been amazing.
Take my money. Take all of my money right now.
American Warrior is available.
Yep.
On the Showtime Anytime app?
Yeah, go on Showtime Anytime and watch in Amazon and even Hulu if you have the Showtime.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And you can watch I'm Dying Up Here and you can watch both of my specials, The Ugly Truth and American Warrior.
And go see Eric live. You will
go see all of us. And let's congratulate also Mr. Brad Williams, our the newest paid regular.
Yeah, that's a big deal, dude.
Comedy Store.
That's dope for you to say that.
Got my name on the wall, and thankfully they didn't put it as the lowest name on the wall. I was very happy about that.
Were you?
I was very happy about that. There's one name. There's one name below me. I'm like, thank you, Adam.
Who's below you?
The other new guy, Brian.
Oh,
shit,
Simpson.
Yes, yeah.
I'm in a shit spot.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah.
You guys got past the right time.
Yeah, the front
wall.
Perfect.
Mine's in the deep corner where literally I think bums have pissed on.
After they started putting the names in the La Jolla Comedy Store, so I'm in a good spot there, which I really like that. But you want to be in a good spot.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Only the only good people to see me, the trash guy at the end of the night is like, oh yeah. I'm like next to a strobe light or something.
You can't even see it. A mirage.
Yeah.
I think he's passed. I can't tell. Yeah.
Well, Adam, wait till you make 3 Quick Fat movies, and then they'll move your name right up top.
Yeah. Then they'll white it out.
We got to get Bullock committed. We got to
send her a text right now.
Yeah. Get Bullock committed.
Just Quick Fat? ??
She's like, is that a new dating app?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, she gonna think you're talking
about
her. It does
sound like a dating app.
Quick Fat.
Quick Fat. Do you want a fat person here right now?
Wow.
Quick Fat.
How's that even possible? You know what I mean?
It's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
The quickest, fattest way to get someplace, Quick Fat.
And guess what, dude? This is why the story works, because everyone's like, how is he moving that fast?
Right.
You know?
No, this is the spinoff. This is the merchandising that comes with Quick Fat is the Quick Fat app.
I'll take it. The Quick Fat app?
Well, we obviously...
It's basically, Grubhub changed their name to Quick Fat.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow?
Nice.